B104, this is Audra.
Hey, Audra, it's Skinny Mike in New York. I have Candace Cameron Bure on for you. Here she is.
Thank you. Good morning, Candace Cameron Bure. How exciting to talk to you this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what, I have to get my fangirl stuff out of the way because we watched you grow up on TV. I'm a little bit older than you are. But we watched you grow up on TV, and you have kind of taken off with big parts of your career. You're an actress, you're a producer, you're a New York Times best-selling author, and now you're the chief content officer at Great American Media. And it's like, holy shnikes, this woman is a powerhouse.
Faith, I love creating entertainment that brings hope and inspiration to people. And so I'm gonna keep doing it and keep building it.
A lot of people, especially in my area, we're in, Missouri, and there are people who absolutely adore you, and for a multitude of reasons. One being that you are so open about your faith journey, and not everybody is that open about it. Not everyone in Hollywood is as open as you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I love Jesus so much, and he is the core of and foundation of everything that I am, and has given me every opportunity that I have in life. And so I'm not ashamed of it. And I can't leave it at the doorstep. It's who I am. So, I try to do it respectfully, but also boldly. And I do hope it inspires other people to spark the conversation and consider their faith and God and, the bigger meaning of life.
Well, and the reason I bring that question up is because I talk about my faith on the radio, even though we're a classic hit station. I talk about my faith on the radio partly because my husband's a pastor.
It's
a little hard to avoid it for me, but sometimes he'll come on with me and chat with me, and we don't whitewash it. I mean, he's a pastor, and we enjoy our spiritual life. And so that's one of the reasons why our family is big fans, because you are so bold and talk about it. And also because I think a lot of people in their 40s, kind of grew up with you, and the fact that you and your husband Val, who, used to be a professional hockey player, y'all have been together for over 26 years, and you have three grown children, and it feels like you're a really good model for American families.
Well, thank you. I try to be in that sense. We're living our lives, like everyone else, but the faith is so central to us in our core values and beliefs. And I actually share so much of that on my podcast, which is the Candace Cameron Bure podcast. And we really do go in depth on so many spiritual topics. And our latest season talked all about parenting. We deep dive into seasons of one specific topic. And I was so happy my husband joined me for a couple of those episodes as well. So, if you want to learn more about that, my podcast is a great place to start.
Well, I know what part of what you're here for us to learn more about is your involvement. You're the CEO of Candy Rock Entertainment, but you are, like I said, the chief content officer at Great American Media, and you've got a couple movies for Christmas, and everyone loves a good Candace Cameron Christmas movie. You've got A Christmas Less Traveled, and that's with Eric Johnson, not the guitar player, the actor. So tell us about A Christmas Less Traveled.
This story starts, I play a woman whose father has passed, and she discovers that he has left her some cassette tapes where he really shares his heart and shares the regrets that he has and wish that he had told her and had the courage to pass along in hopes that, it will change her life and help her rediscover some of the most important things in life. And of course, in true Christmas fashion, she meets a handsome man along the way who goes on the journey with her in their vintage red dress.
Yeah, he is a very handsome young man. You also star with another handsome man, Cameron Matheson. He is, a lot of people would know him from some of the soap operas that he starred in, but he's in Home Sweet Christmas with you.
Yes, And yeah, he is like the Christmas king, a loved Christmas iconic actor. And this one, we were childhood friends who get reconnected many years later when my great uncle has passed and has left both of us his maple sugar farm. So there are so many nostalgic moments in this, lots of flashbacks to our childhood in this special treehouse that we share on the farm, and we rediscover friendship and love.
Oh, that sounds like a sweet story. Sorry, I couldn't resist the pun. Well, Candace Cameron Bure, what a joy to talk to you. You're a very busy lady. I'm thinking that I need to share with you, though, you are no longer an empty nester because your children are all grown and moving out. You're a free bird, sister.
I love it. My kids are still pretty close to home, so I see them every day. It's been amazing. My family is so important to me, so I love this part of life, and even having one married son and waiting for grandchildren one day.
We're pretty excited about that as well. All right. Well, so great to talk to you, and look forward to these new Christmas movies and all your successes. Congratulations, Candace Cameron Bure. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have a great holiday season.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, that was fun. She's just as sweet as she seems. So, okay. So those two movies that we talked about, A Christmas Less Traveled with Candace Cameron and Eric Johnson, that is this Saturday at 7 o'clock on Great American Family. You can actually find more info at greatamericanfamily.com. And then the other one with Cameron Matheson, Home Sweet Christmas, that one is Sunday, December the 1st at 7 p.m., also on Great American Family. So, yeah, that's really cool. I like talking to her. She's really nice. So, also, on Thanksgiving night, Great American Family will have the premiere of I Heard the Bells that stars Stephen Atherholt, Jonathan Blair, and Rachel Day Hughes, and they'll host the 128th Tournament of Roses Parade on New Year's Day at 7 a.m. our time. So, yeah, lots going on with this new Great American Family Network and Great American Media, and Candace Cameron Bure, a big part of that. Okay, so if you missed part of this, you can catch it on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just look for Coffee with Kane. That's Candace Cameron Bure and me, Audra Kane, with B104.3 and Morning Go.